And he's got two children. I've just got four grandchildren. Right up there's his two children.
Finer than his. Where was your wife born?
Huh?
Where was your wife born?
She was born here in the valley.
And what was her family name?
Lawsons. Her and Earl.
Oh, I see.
Her and Earl's daddy was first cousin of my brother's children.
Now, sometimes you call it where's. Is there a difference between where's Cove and where's Valley?
No, it's all just the same. It started as Crowson's Cove. The old record shows that it was Crowson's Cove. And then goes on, and an old man by the name of Ware, he was with them when they come in here and begin to run the Indians out. And I've heard my grandpa say that he went out here in the gap of the mountain and cut two saplings down like that, you know, and called it improvements. And started it by Ware's Cove. Then later on, they sounded a little better to call it Ware's Valley.
I see.
And its people still called it Ware's Cove or Ware's Valley.
I see.
And everything that happens down on Walden's Creek or over this side of Townsend is on the Ware's. It's the Ware's Valley Road, but it happens in Ware's Valley.
Uh-huh.
It was two killings right close together down here on Walden Street a few years ago, and they had them all in Ware's Valley. They give Ware's Valley a bad name.
Yeah.
It is on the Ware's Valley Road. That's called the Ware's Valley Road from the time you leave 441 down there, and you get to towns.
Now, where does that road go?
Which road?
The where does this road go from 441?
It goes to 73 over here in Blount County, Townsend, and that. Townsend Road comes from Maryland, goes on around Belmont, you know, back to Gatlinburg, and hits 441.
Sure.
No, it don't. It goes plumb on Newport. That 73 does.
Well, that's right. If you go through going through Sevierville, that goes to.
Yeah, well, 441 comes across the mountain, you know, and 411 and 441 meets at Sevierville, and 411 comes through Newport. And that way, you see, that's 411 that goes across the mountain into North Carolina. It's 441 that goes to North Carolina through Gatlinburg.
Is it about, how long would it take you to drive from Sevierville to North Carolina?
I've been through there several times, Captain. I don't know. It took you. My boy's over there now, him and his folks. But we used to go to Florida once in a while and drive. I went both ways. I went the other way on the bus to Newport, and I went this way in the car, and I went through Georgia this way, I mean down through Spear County, getting down above Chattanooga. I don't know. I guess you could make it in a couple of hours.
You have to drive through the mountains, don't you?
That slow. You get behind them old big trucks, you know, and they hold you back, and then when they start downhill, they go fast, you know. I'd say it'd take you couple hours to go to Asheville or something. That's about the closest. Go down through the Cherokee country.
Yeah, I've been over there, but I didn't know what the distance was from here. Could you tell me a little bit about the Lawson family background? Are they from?
Well, far back as you can trace them. I've got a grandson. My granddaughter married a preacher from raised here down in Chattanooga, and he got a background. The Crowsons, the Lawsons come here after the Crowsons. And I swear, I don't know where they come from. He found out where they come from. I believe they come from. The biggest part of the people come from North Carolina, because like I told you, North Carolina took in a great big territory. It took in, I don't know, it took in a big part of the lower end of Sevier County, and all of Sevier County, I guess. You see, North Carolina hits right over yonder, and it follows plumb around, you know, through Greenville and all down through there, Smoky Mountain.
Sure. How old's your wife?
She is, let's see, she's 4 years younger than I am, and I'm 76. She's 72 years old.